If you can't do chin-ups, grab some resistance bands. If you can't even do those either, then what you're going to want to do is then maybe do some bicep curls with, literally, you can just grab a book. You can literally grab a book, or do what other people do and just grab a water jug, grab a gallon water jug and just curl that for weights. Like, seriously, I'm telling you, that's how creative you can be with these things. Just curl that. Will you be able to track it as easily? Probably not, but you're still going to be able to make some progress with that. Welcome, everybody, to the Motivate, Grind, Succeed podcast. Our goal is to help you improve your life in the four foundational cornerstones of faith, fellowship, fitness, and finance through practical and helpful tips and takeaways with each and every single episode. If you like what you hear, don't be afraid to leave a rating and a review, as it goes a long, long way. Also, sign up for my email list, guys. You can get access to new episode releases, merch drops, upcoming events, and much, much, much more. Finally, if you feel so inclined to support the show, I appreciate you greatly, and you can support me on Buy Me a Coffee. All the links to everything that I just mentioned are going to be down in this episode's description, so go ahead and check that out for all the information of what I just said. But meanwhile, guys, until we get to there, we're going to be talking about your excuses. And I know I've made a couple episodes in the past about your excuses and how those excuses need to be dropped, and excuses are tools of incompetent fools and all these other kind of great things. But this one's going to be specifically tuned for fitness. And a lot of people say, well, I don't have a gym close to me, or I'm too scared to go to the gym, or whatever you may say. Guys, work out from home. All you need is just a floor and a little bit of space. That's it. Okay, that's the end of the episode. No, I'm joking. We're not going to end the episode there. I couldn't do y'all like that. But we're going to be talking mainly about the three different workout splits that you can do. There's a couple other ones that are out there as well, but I'm going to be sticking to like the really popular main three that you're usually hear floating around a lot of times. But all these are all different that you can, in fact, do from home. You just got to get a little bit creative and just have a little bit more of that knowledge. You know, that Lamborghini knowledge. Old meme. I know. I'm sorry. Old meme. But first thing you want to do is you want to pick a workout split, right? There are a couple different workout splits that I'm going to be talking about specifically. And that's going to be the PPL, or push-pull legs, the UL, which is upper-lower, and FB, which is full body. Those are usually the main different types of workouts. So, right, if you're working out from home, chances are you don't have dumbbells. You probably don't have barbells. You don't have resistance bands. You don't have any of that. So you're like, what do I do? Well, what you want to do is, if you're working out from home, you're going to want to at least buy one piece of equipment. You're going to want to buy at least a pull-up bar. Walmart, Target, Amazon, whatever. Go online, just find an over-the-door pull-up bar and go ahead and get one, because you're going to need one of those. Other than that, you're going to want to stick to your four holy grail exercises. Stick to your four holy grail exercises. What are the four holy grail exercises of calisthenics, Rashawn? Well, I'm glad you asked me, because they are the push-ups, the pull-ups, the dips, the squats. Why are these the holy grail exercises? Well, push-ups, they work your chest, your shoulders, triceps, and of course, indirectly as well, your core. What about pull-ups? They also work a little bit of your shoulders. They work your triceps, primarily your lats, so aka your back. And again, also, of course, your core. What about dips? Those work, depending on which, on a slight bit of lean, they can work your chest as well. They also work your triceps. They also work your core, because you need some stability. And then, of course, because, again, we all love legs, so you got to hit the squats, which are key for your legs. Now, are there other things you can do? Yes, but most things are some sort of subsidiary or derivative of what I just said. Right, a couple episodes back, you probably remember things that I said, like when I first started off and went into my stage now. And I can still do, for example, I can still do archer push-ups. I can do one-arm push-ups. I can do clapping push-ups. I can do all those kind of things. But they all branch off of the main push-up. When it comes to squats, I could do sissy squats. I can do Hindu squats. I can do Bulgarian split squats. And all these things are probably going way over your head. But all the point is that I'm saying is that there's a lot of different exercises out there that you can do for calisthenics that all try to emphasize a little bit more of something. But they all branch from the holy four grail of exercises of push-ups, pull-ups, dips, and squats. And so with that information right there, we're going to go through the three different workout splits that I mentioned before. And we're going to start off with PPL, or push-pull legs. This one is one that I did for a few years. And what you're going to do is you're going to essentially work each muscle group twice a week, as research shows that at least twice a week is what you need to stimulate the muscles to allow for muscle growth. Once a week's not enough. Anything more than three times, you're kind of not even giving your muscles enough time to recover. So between two to tops, like three times a week, you want to hit that muscle group. So push-pull legs allows you to do that very, very well. Basically, day one, whatever day that is, let's just say it's a Monday, you're going to hit the pushing muscles. Okay. Then day two, you're going to hit the pulling muscles. Then day three, you're going to hit the legs. Then you rest. Then the next day, push. Then the next day, pull. And the next day, legs. Then you rest. So you'll see in a 7-day period, you had 6 days of working out with 1 day of rest. So within a week's time, you also got at least 2 days worth of the exercise in for each muscle group. So it kind of falls again with the research. Now, what exercises should you do? Well, again, let's just keep it simple. Stick to the holy grail exercises. For push muscles, you're going to want to work your chest, your triceps, and your shoulders. The best way to work those is with two of those holy grail ones, push-ups and the dips. You're going to want to just do a bunch of push-ups and dips. Of course, you're going to want to do some different variations. Maybe you want to do pike push-ups for emphasizing more of the shoulders. Maybe you want to do clapping push-ups to help emphasize the explosiveness of the chest. Maybe you want to do hand release push-ups to really focus on the mind-muscle connection. Whatever you want to do, you do those things. Dips. If you want to go out and do like I did and go buy some dip bars for like $80 to $100, you can go ahead and do that. But if you don't have any dip bars, all you need is two chairs. Two identical chairs. Put your hands on them and just do dips on the chairs. Or just take some outdoor chairs that are relatively strong and you can just put your hand on the seat and then just do dips on those. Again, get creative. Think outside the box here. That's all what calisthenics is all about. You just got to get creative with these things. On pull day, you need to work the pulling muscles. So those are going to be things like your backs, your backs, if you have more than one back, your back, your traps, and your biceps. And those are going to be definitely hit with pull-ups / chin-ups, which is, again, a big, there's a difference between the two, pull-ups versus chin-ups. And a big one is, if you can do it, pseudo planche push-ups. If you can't do a pseudo planche push-up, which is basically, again, it's a variation of a push-up, obviously, but it's a push-up where you will invert your hand position from a normal push-up position. You'll invert your hand 180 degrees. So now your fingers aren't facing forward, they're facing behind you, and your hand, instead of being right at your shoulder length, is right about your waist. And then you'll do those, and that'll work your bicep. But if you can't do those, just stick with chin-ups. If you can't do chin-ups, grab some resistance bands. If you can't even do those either, then what you're going to want to do is then maybe do some bicep curls with, literally, you can just grab a book. You can literally grab a book or do it what other people do and just grab a water jug, grab a gallon water jug and just curl that for weights. Like, seriously, I'm telling you, that's how creative you can be with these things. Just curl that. Will you be able to track it as easily? Probably not, but you're still going to be able to make some progress with that. And now legs. Legs are very simple. It's just the quads, the hamstrings, the glutes, and the calves. Okay? To hit those, you want to hit some squats / lunges and some calf raises. That's pretty much it. That's all the legs really need to do. Now, that's essentially your push-pull leg split right there. Go on ahead, pick some of those exercises, pick some variations, and I would just recommend just sticking with your traditional three sets of 10, as we talked about the muscle ranges and things like that before a couple episodes back. If you missed that, you missed a great episode. Go on back, check that out, and see exactly what you missed. But again, pick a push muscle, pick some pushing muscles exercises to do, pick some pull muscle exercises to do, and some leg exercises to do. Combine all those into a nice little workout, and then voila, there you go. Now, what about our upper lower friends? Now, I know push-pull legs is very common, but let's say you want something a little bit more simplistic than that. Okay, fine. We have upper lower. What is upper lower? Basically, you're just going to combine your push and your pull into one day. And then your lower is your leg, which is your second day. This is what falls into your three workouts per week. So you're going to have an upper. So day one is upper, day two lower, day three upper, day four lower, day five upper, day six lower, and you rest. Or you can throw a rest day somewhere in between in the middle there. But you see, just doing upper, lower, upper, lower, upper, lower, you get three times of hitting each of the muscle groups. Now, the only issue with this one is that you may find yourself fatiguing quicker on some exercises simply because of just you doing upper and lower in such a quick succession. Now, if you go a little bit lighter on the weight, you probably won't run into this issue as prevalently, but just be warned that that could possibly happen to you. So there's not really much else to talk about upper lower. Essentially, just take the push and pull muscles groups and combine them into one day, and you do your legs the next day. That's pretty much all that is, right? I told you, you could be writing all these notes down. I told you all this stuff, super, super simple. This is not rocket surgery here, people. It's very, very simple stuff. And finally, full body, right? We're just stacking everything. It's basically stacking up like a pyramid. You can think push, pull, legs. Now you can stack push and pull together into upper, and then legs just carries up. And now we're on full body, FB. We're on full body now. So what is full body? You take the upper and the lower and combine those even. Now you do everything in one day. This is going to require, more than likely, the most amount of time. I have found when doing push, pull, legs, you have to work out usually the most. It feels like you're just like every day you're working out, but the workouts can also be relatively quick since you're working such a small specific muscle group. It could be 20, 30 minutes, 45 tops, and you can get everything done for each day. Upper lower, I found that on upper days will take a little bit longer, maybe like an hour. It'll take that, and then legs will be shorter. But ever since recently, I've been trying to do a little bit more full body workouts just to experiment with those. And I found that me doing those full body workouts just the other day, the last day I worked out when I went to the gym, that took about an hour 41. Now, again, it probably will not take you that long to do that because I also did end with a mile walk slash sprint. So that also added on some time as well. But again, I was in the gym for over an hour. And so if that's not your thing, I would recommend to either tailor back everything that you're doing or probably to pick another split. That way you can save a little bit of time. But you can do full body if you want to, because the perks of full body is that you can do this three times a week. So you can do day one is full body, day two is rest, day three full body, day four rest, day five full body, day six and seven rest. So you're working out 3 days a week, but you're hitting everything. So it's really good. So if you want to just get it all done one time and then be done, this is really good for you. But it also might take the longest period of time during that workout. So it's up to you what you want to do with that. And now for the all-time question, for the astute amongst you all who are probably thinking, well, that's really great and all, but what about the cardio? And cardio we will be discussing in another episode, but real quick, I will definitely say there are two main types of cardio that are out there. There is LISS, which is LISS, or low intensity steady state, and HIIT, which a lot of people already know about, which is high intensity interval training. Well, which one do I recommend? It all depends on what you're trying to do. You're trying to lose weight quicker, I'd recommend going for HIIT. If you want something that's a lot more, it's going to take a little bit longer, but it's more sustainable, I'd recommend doing LISS. But again, best case scenario, I would say just combine the two so you get the benefits of both worlds. So again, here we are at the end of the episode. So long story short, what can you actually take from this episode? Pick a workout split. Push, pull legs, upper, lower, full body. Pick one, stick with it. If you're going to work out from home, again, stick to your four holy grail exercises. Push-ups, pull-ups, dips, squats. This whole thing is just about keeping it simple. Push-pull legs, if you want to stick with that, you do push one day, pull the second day, legs the next day, rest, and keep repeating to your heart's content. Upper-lower, combine push and pull into one day and keep the legs the same. Full body, combine everything in the past into one day. And for anything cardio-related, if you want something, again, so that's just more sustainable, we'll do LISS cardio. If you want something that's going to be a little bit more, you know, shows you results a little bit faster, go for your HIIT cardio. But again, we will be talking about those in a future episode. But until we get to that point, guys, I'm going to leave you all there for this week. Thank you all so much for listening. And before you go, guys, please do not forget to leave a rating and a review, as it really does go a long way. Again, there's an email list that you can join where you can get access to new episode releases, merch drops, upcoming events, and so much more. Check out the description for more information on that. If you feel so inclined to support the show, I appreciate you greatly, and you can support me on Buy Me a Coffee. Also, links to that in the description. And again, anything else that I mentioned or forgot to mention, just check out the description. All the information will be there. And remember that a goal without any action is just a dream. Take care of yourselves, and I will see you all next time.